And now on Nights with Steve Price, it's time for Health Matters. Thanks to Sydney Adventist Hospital. Healthcare, education, research, yours for life.
And I'm pleased to say the Sydney Adventist Hospital has one of the best breast screening programs in the country. They've got a new X-ray machine there, which is said to be gold standard, but you need to know how to use it. So we've got the expert on the line, the chief radiographer from the SAN, Nadine Thompson, who's just come back from the US to tell us about why you should get screened and how good this machinery is. Nadine, nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Steve.
This part of medicine must be changing constantly, is it? Because technology changes constantly.
Yes, all medical imaging technology has advanced hugely throughout the last probably 20, 30 years, and most certainly in breast imaging, the advances are continuing. So there's a number of modalities that are used to image breasts. So there's CT, there's MRI, ultrasound, but the one that most people are familiar with is mammography, and that's what's utilised at breast screen, where general X-ray is used with a special mammography machine where the breast is positioned by expert radiographers who have specialised in breast imaging, and they position the breast on the X-ray detector, which is now all digital radiography. So we get an image captured from the computer straight away. We don't need to process film anymore, which is wonderful. And the technological advances have made sure that the breast image is able to demonstrate much more information. It's clearer, it's sharper. We are able to get much more information with a lot less radiation dose.
And I guess that limits to invasive keyhole or surgery to take samples, does it?
Well, with imaging, it's important for the breast screen program. What we're actually trying to achieve is early detection of cancers. And so with the advancement in imaging, we're able to see things much more clearer. And so we don't tend to get those false positives, which is where the radiologist has seen something that needs further investigation. And so by improvements in imaging, we're able to make sure that we don't have as many of those as we did in the past.
So to your trained eye, when do you know you've got something there that needs further examination? And what does it look like? What does it show up like on the computer image that you're looking at?
Okay, so the radiographer's role in it is to actually produce the image, and then the radiologist is the doctor who interprets the images. But certainly a trained radiographer knows what they're looking at, and the types of things that we're looking for are areas of increased density, so masses within the tissue, areas of irregularity. And the most important part of breast screen is really to make sure you do come back every 2 years, because it's changes within the tissue that it demonstrated over a period of time with the X-ray. So by being able to compare images from previous years, we're able to see the changes in the breast tissue to be able to detect those cancers a lot earlier.
Being a bloke, I'm lucky I don't have to go through a screen every year or every 2 years. I've got to go through a prostate test, which I whinge about, and so do all men. But are these advancements meaning that it's less traumatic for a woman to have a breast screen? Is it easier? Is it more comfortable? Is it quicker?
Most certainly. So with the advancements that we've had, and certainly with our new piece of equipment down at Breast Screen at Fox Valley Medical Centre, we're able to image an entire breast in one image. So a lot of the time, women might worry that, you know, if they've got particularly large breasts, that it does take multiple images to be able to obtain all of the information that we need. But the new equipment enables us to be able to image the entire breast in one projection. So the compression time is reduced hugely. A lot of women are concerned about the discomfort associated with a mammogram, but you know, we're absolute specialists in breast imaging down at Breast Screen, and we really love what we do, and it's important that, you know, we treat each patient with the respect and courtesy that they deserve, and working together we're able to make sure that the experience is as pleasant as possible. But certainly there is discomfort associated with it, but it's not painful.
We're talking to Nadine Thompson, chief radiographer at the SAN. When you go to the dentist, still you have to put on one of those lead aprons to limit the amount of radiation that you take on board when they do an X-ray. How much radiation are you exposed to when you go and have a mammogram like this?
Okay, well, to put it in relative terms, approximately for one dental X-ray, you're looking at 1 day of normal background radiation. So a lot of people don't realise that we're actually exposed to radiation every single day. And so most people would talk about medical imaging in terms of background radiation. It just gives a nice analogy for people to be able to understand. So a dental X-ray is a day. For a breast image, so mammography, you're looking at about 7 weeks. A chest X-ray would be 2 weeks, something you know, much more high dose radiation would be a chest CT scan, for example, is about 2 years. So it's really very, very low dose. It's something that we don't worry about too much at all.
Have you seen the graph go zooming up in success rate at picking up cancerous growths inside female breast with this advanced machinery? Has it got a lot better at picking stuff up?
Absolutely. So as technology has improved, we're able to see things, as I said before, at much earlier stages, and the clarity of the images produced are just spectacular now compared to what we were doing, you know, 15, 20 years ago. So it's wonderful to see that we're able to detect cancers early and then obviously get into treatment much sooner, because the early detection of cancer enables us to be able to start treatment much sooner. And if you can actually start that treatment quicker, then the treatment may just be surgical removal without the need for chemotherapy and radiation therapy. And that's why screening is so important, because, you know, you might think you're a perfectly healthy person, but if you go and have this checkup, if they do find something in its early stage, it's a lot better result. And the success rates for curing are really, really good if you catch or if you discover your cancer early. And that's where breast screen is really important.
As I said, you just come back from the US, American College of Radiology, I think it's in Washington State. How are we placed globally in terms of the advanced type of equipment that we've got? Are we up there?
Absolutely. So at the conference, they did talk about mammography and the importance of screening. And it's really good to see that what Breast Screen New South Wales is doing, and certainly with us down at Fox Valley Medical Centre, it's all best practice. And it's wonderful that the detection rates have improved. People who are attending Breast Screen, obviously we need that population to come and be screened, because the more people we can screen, the more chances are we'll find something that we can treat early.
Great to catch up with you. Thank you. You do wonderful work at the SAM. We're always in awe of talking to the experts from there. Thanks a lot, Nadine.
Not a problem. Happy.